Currently in the North Harbor, that kind of has more of a pretty good schedule in place because we're working with the Corps of Engineers. They are going to come in and start dredging September of 2013. So the prior month in August, I will be working to dismantle, remove the boats, dismantle the floats, and then they can come in and start the dredge process. And we will be kind of quick on their heels with the new construction. So we're going to hope to really get that project up and running and just continually hammer through until it's all finished in May of 2014. Ribbon cutting, Little Norway. I can see it now. Lefse flowing.
Mooring line cutting.
Yes, mooring line cutting.
And the harbor, the new harbor, will have a bit fewer mid-sized stalls, but it will add a whole bunch of bigger stalls.
Part of the overall plan for the harbor is when we did our addition in the South Harbor, we increased the 40-foot stalls considerably. So we feel like we are saturated with 40-footers right now. We have a larger amount of those. And so what we're looking to increase in this project are some of the larger stalls. We have a considerable waiting list for stalls for the 50 foot and over. So that's what we're going to concentrate in this one, as well as picking up kind of the same amount of 30 foot stalls that are presently exist.
Now, so you have enough money to do the full replacement of the floats. Let's jump over to the South Harbor to the crane dock. What does this money do for you? What's the plan to ramp up, or no pun intended, the crane dock?
We have been concerned for many years on the approach at the crane dock. It is the approach to the crane, but it also is the approach to the north end of the South Harbor. And so there's a lot of activity just within pedestrians and loading gear and all sorts of things that have always been an issue. So we would like to use that money to expand the approach, double it in size, take a little bit of the direct dog leg out of it, the 90-degree angle, just make it more user-friendly for the crane, the face of the crane dock, as well as giving pedestrians more room to access the north end of the South Harbor. So that is going to be a really wonderful addition to just the traffic flow in the South Harbor.
Did enough money come through to do that project as you're hoping?
What we did was we pledged $200,000 towards it and asked for $800,000 in order to make $1 million, and we feel like we can double the access with that under the a rough estimate from the engineer.
Jumping over a little bit further south to the new drive down dock, enough money there to go ahead and build all the way through to having at least the drive down and the dock itself.
Yeah, there are three phases to that. We are presently mitigating and trying to permit the project as a whole, which is quite a rigorous project or process, working with all the environmental issues and things that have come down from federal mandates that require us to trade like property, so that we have to take care of those issues first. So we're presently doing that. Get the permits in place and hopefully go right out to construction. We have money to do the first phase, which is the increase of the fill to get this facility out to deep water. It's getting harder and harder to dredge to bring deep water to the shore, so we're looking at it a different way and going in out to seek the deep water. So we will the first phase is to fill that in. The second phase is what we had partially funded, and this year's monies from the legislature came through to fully fund that. So the end of phase two gives us that transfer bridge and the float itself. The third phase, which is probably a bit off in the distance, will actually be a retaining wall and look much like, with cranes and much like the crane dock over there. So the first two phases are such a huge asset to our waterfront. It'll be so nice to be able to just kind of sigh of relief when we have all this activity to spread it out.